Buckle up for a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Philly Gilmore from Hystera and Richard Jackson from the D Street Band. They're going to be talking about the upcoming Palestine fundraiser gig, which is on this Saturday. Starts at 3 p.m. and we've got 15 bands, so a lot to talk about. My first question to both of y'all is, how did this fundraiser come about?
Kia ora, Zach. Thanks for having us on. In terms of how this came about, it was going to the rallies that have been happening in support of Palestine, in support of a ceasefire. I noticed that lots of people in the music community were showing up to those rallies, and I thought it's a great opportunity for us to come together and raise some money for a good cause and show support for particularly our Palestinian whānau here in Dunedin, but also more broadly.
Cool. Me. So it was a pretty organic way of orchestrating the gig. Came about very organically.
Absolutely. Yep. I just saw lots of musicians at their rallies and thought, yeah, I got in touch with Jones at the Crown and asked if we could put on a fundraiser, and then invited lots of bands to come play.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
The truth is, there's been quite a lot of fundraisers over the last few months. I organised a small one myself a few months back, and then there's been ones based around like crafts and quiz nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Woof Quiz Night.
There's a whole bunch of activities that have been going on. Mm-hmm. I think the community that's protesting about this are concerned to keep a level of activity going and have a lot of events.
So. Keep the fire alive,
absolutely,
so to speak.
Especially because this has been going on for so long now.
Nearly a year,
which
probably
is horrifying. And I think that's a reason to keep up our energy and to keep making noise about this, right? You know, we don't want to get worn down while the people in Gaza are still suffering and in the West Bank and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, for sure. The charity who the funds are going to is the United Nations Reliefs and Work Agency for Palestine, otherwise known as, UNRWA?
UNRWA.
Yeah, UNRWA. Why did UNRWA come out as the charity of choice for y'all?
Look, UNRWA are the oldest charity that's been working with Palestinian refugees. They were actually set up in like 1949.
Oh, right. So like at the turn of the whole...
Well, yeah. When the State of Israel was declared in 1948, just before it was declared, and for about a year afterwards, the Israeli state tried to clear the land of Israel of most of the Palestinians.
Is this the Nakba?
It's called the Nakba.
Yeah.
And 750,000 Palestinian refugees fled to the West Bank, to Gaza, and to surrounding countries. The United Nations saw this and thought, we've really got to find a way to help them. You can't have that many people without support. So they set up a special agency. And every 3 years, its mandate keeps getting renewed. And for quite a long time, Israel was very happy with that because it relieved them of the burden of having to deal with those refugees themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this agency would be able to provide health care, education care, welfare, all kinds of support.
A broad range of aid available.
Yeah. Just, well, complete kind of wraparound services.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the biggest agency that helps the Palestinians,
mm-hmm.
and one of the only agencies that Israel, until very recently, allowed to do that. But then, as you know, with the start of this war, Israel accused UNRWA of being involved in the October 7 attack.
Mm.
And unfortunately, a lot of countries around the world sort of believed that, even though Israel never presented any evidence, it was just an accusation,
mm-hmm.
and cut off funding.
Mm-hmm.
And what that essentially means is that, you know, millions, literally millions of Palestinians could starve, could lose health care, could lose educational support, could lose all the kind of supports that they had,
mm-hmm.
If UNRWA is unable to support them. So, you know, I think they're a really good agency to be trying to provide a bit of financial support to,
mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, they've lost a lot of funding through these recent events.
Yeah. And I've heard a lot of good about another charity centered around Palestinian needs, the PCRF, the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund, which I believe is also run by the United Nations.
Yeah.
Is that a subsidiary of UNRWA?
I'm not really sure, but I know that there are lots of different agencies, both in the United Nations, but also the European Union and other countries around the world. In fact, you know, Palestinians, because their own economy has been kind of basically
obliterated,
destroyed, because they have so few resources, I mean, they basically survive on international kind of charity.
It's a very grim scenario.
Very grim.
So all the more important that this gig happens. And there's 15 or so acts playing, which is quite a lot of acts, and really shows quite a lot of support for this cause. How did you kind of go about asking different bands? I mean, how many bands did you ask originally?
I'm going to be completely honest. I asked some people because I know that they love Palestine and they're super in support. In particular, a lot of the bands coming up from Invercargill I know are really passionate and they wanted to come support. I knew that the D Street band would be really keen. But I also just asked some of my favourite bands so that I could have a day with music that I think is amazing. So Ikare and Omu and Slur are some of, I think, the best bands that you will hear in Otipoti Dunedin. So,
So it wasn't like a very big admin challenge to get them all to line up all the ducks in a row.
I think, you know, it'll be a fun experience on the day having that many bands, but it's also great for people who want to come along. It's lots of different bands, short sets, and you'll get to hear a lot of music you might not have otherwise heard in Dunedin, because there's a great mix of bands. And we've also got some speakers from the Palestinian community and from the Dunedin Justice for Palestine organisation, who also give some short talks to give a bit of context to people who might not know enough detail about this issue yet and what they can do about it if they're passionate about it.
Well, speaking of maybe people who don't know enough about the issue, what are some good news sites or social media pages people can follow to stay in the loop on the current conflict in Gaza?
There's a Dunedin Justice for Palestine page, which has really good resources, and the PSNA, is a great organisation that's out here worldwide, and you can sign up for their mailing list and get lots of updates, information about what's happening in Palestine at the moment.
Cool, that's really awesome. The event starts pretty early at 3. What is the estimate of when it will go till?
Probably around midnight.
Oh, cool.
So if you like some more like chilled, laid back music, come a little earlier. If you want to hear like an infernal racket, you can come a little later. It'll be a really good day.
Yeah, it'll be really, really sick. And I heard that the starting the gig at 3 was kind of strategic, so the people from the rally on Saturday could immediately go to the gig afterwards. That's correct?
That had been the idea when there were weekly rallies, but the rallies have now moved to monthly.
Oh, true.
And the next rally will be on the 14th of September at 1 p.m. meeting in the museum garden. So get along to that. And but that means there's no rally this weekend, so instead you can come and show your support by coming to this gig at the Crown.
But if you want to go and protest anyway, you probably should. Just walk around and wave the flag and then come to the gig.
Cool, just make some noise.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for people who do that. Do you think this will be a recurring event?
I think that the community in Otipoti Dunedin will keep finding ways to raise awareness, to show support, to raise funds for the people of Palestine. And, you know, I think it's really great that it's come from all different parts of the community, you know, with the fundraiser at WOOF, with the, you know, documentary that we were talking about the other night, and, you know, with gigs like this. So we'll keep finding different ways to keep this attention on this issue, because it's almost a year now, and it's horrifying, and we keep having to fight for justice for Palestine.
Yeah. So we kind of hope that we won't have to do this again.
Yeah.
I mean, ideally there'd be a ceasefire and it would become a permanent ceasefire.
Yeah.
And then a solution would begin to emerge so we don't have to do this crap all the time.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, hopefully the tensions simmer sooner rather than later and a solution can be found. Thank you very much for coming on the program today. It was very, very good to hear from both of you.
Cheers.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you very much. That was Richard Jackson from the D Street Band and Feely Gilmore from Hysteria talking about the upcoming Palestine fundraiser gig, which is happening on Saturday at the Crown Hotel. It starts at 3 p.m. Go on and support that cause. It is 10:13. We're going to play some more tunes. Here is Yeah Nah from the D Street Band. We've got some more yarns coming up later and news at 10:45. So stay tuned for that. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. See you later.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.